The Limerick Camogie team, they face into a big game with Dublin tomorrow. Both sides come into the game winless from their first two outings, with losers of tomorrow's Division 1 group game resigned to a relegation playoff, which both teams will be keen to avoid. I spoke to manager Paul Sexton ahead of the game.
Yeah, definitely. You know, again, what the girls thinking on it is, you know, this is the one to win, and not having another option straight after Dublin to try and stay out of relegation. So it's to get a performance again on Sunday. Again, I suppose with the Tipperary and Galway match, like, you know, we've rotated 28 players, 29 players, which is a great incentive. It's just a pity that the competition doesn't go on a bit further with regards to quarterfinals or semifinals, which would add an awful big dimension to the competition altogether.
Yeah, in terms of that, I suppose the quarterfinals, and you're looking at obviously semi-finals being scrapped in place of a league final. I would have spoken to Donal Ryan as well, the Limerick ladies football manager. It's the same in Division 4 there in the ladies football, a straight final. It does take away a bit from the competition, even from a spectator's point of view. You're going straight into a final. There's no build into it. There's no knockout games on the march up to the final. It does take away, I think, from the competition.
It does, as you said, even from the spectators, but I suppose more crucially, even from the players' perspective. Like, you know, last week we didn't start with routine, I suppose, in the start of the first half, okay, probably due to more of trying to mind her with regards to playing dual, playing football and playing hurling. But, you know, it's definitely the element of competition has gone out of it. You're getting players, all right, you know, you're getting opportunities for players playing some game time, but even at that, it's not enough. You know, a quarter final there and getting to the semi final would have given us two more quality games, you know, and quality games are crucial instead of challenge games. You know, they're just at that fight to us, and that, you know, you have to perform, that, you know, you have to get a result out of.
Just finally, Paul, the game is on 1 o'clock in LIT, a good venue for people to get out and support. I don't think it's up against too much else either. After that, then the juniors are obviously playing, so you have two good games in a row, a great chance for people to get out and support the Camogie team.
Oh, absolutely. Like, no excuse for it, really, this weekend, and they're craving it, both teams. And again, you've quality players on the junior team as well, you know, fighting for places there as well. They're two good teams, two good panels, and you know, I suppose just craving that bit of support that's badly needed, especially just highlighting, you know, the girls' game. It's a fantastic game, probably a bit newer to me than a lot of other managers or coaches, you know, but you know, it's fascinating. The skill level is so high, determination is so high, and you know, there's none better for putting in full shifts of training than the girls that we have there at the moment, you know.
Paul Sexton there, throw-in for that game in LIT is at 1 o'clock tomorrow, and that will be followed by the Junior Camogie side's National League encounter with Offaly at 3 o'clock at the same venue. Plenty of Camogie action to take in at LIT tomorrow. Meanwhile, the Limerick ladies footballers, they're in Division 4 action tomorrow afternoon when they travel to Carrick on Shannon to face off against Leitrim. Limerick with no real chance of reaching the league final, but will continue to try and build ahead of championship. Throw-in is at 2 o'clock. I caught up with manager Donal Ryan ahead of the match.
Yeah, it's a great opportunity for girls now to show what they can do. We know what they can do. We see them training week in, week out, but now they'll get an opportunity to show what they can do and push for places on the panel and in the first 15, sorry. And that's what we want, though. But unfortunately, I said the league going, yeah, we probably would have made the semi-final, the old format, but we still want to win. You know, from my attitude, winning is a habit, so you still want to go and account well for yourself. Leitrim will be very strong, but we'll go and give them a good game for anyway.
In terms of that, scrapping the semi-finals and going straight to a final, I mean, you get fixtures like this now towards the back end of a league campaign that might have meant a whole lot more coming into it if there were semi-finals, but now, as you say, it's more battling for places. So you think it's taken away a bit from the competition by scrapping the semi-finals, would you?
Oh, 100%, because, look, it's a disappointment we're not in the wrestling now. Whereas even, no matter where you are in the division, you would always be in the wrestling coming near the last game or two. So it does take that away from it. And you're facing a long, daunting trip up to Leitrim, and it's really a nothing game, to be fair. And it's a shame in one sense, because you still want to have that chance to make it. Because everyone, like, to be honest, they're improving week on week. We had no luck along the way. unfortunately, we drew it off. Our intermediate team hit the post and that went over the bar, and a bit of luck that goes into the net and things like that. We didn't have that on the way, which we could have created our own along the way if we'd another chance.
What's been your overall assessment so far, Donal, obviously coming in this year and working with the players and working with a relatively young panel? Positive, I'm sure, despite some results not going your way. I'm sure it's been positive and you've learned a lot about them as you try and tick towards the championship.
Look, 100%. We're actually delighted, to be honest. I know results didn't go our way, but for me, I'll go back to the Loud game, who won the All-Ireland Tour. Together 4 or 5 years, we got off to a bad start. The girls pegged it back to 2 points. I came away thinking, these girls have it. They're such a young bunch of girls, but they have it. They never gave up. Great fight spirit in the whole panel. And just positive like that comes from it. With the Offaly game, you find, to be 100% honest off my head, I think two girls from last year's team started against Offaly. Like, that's huge changes. That's huge transition in the girls. And they're playing so well to compete with teams that are 4 or 5 years together. That's the huge puzzles we're taking over.